Hello, my name is Ramona, and I am the founder of OneCanDream.com, where people do matter. I hope the following statement helps you to understand why it is that I care so much about people that I don't even know. And why I would go out of my way to help them. I know we don't live in an ideal world. Maybe I am an idealist. But I am who I am. And I do know that people do matter. And I absolutely believe that one can dream. And not only that. One has a right to be allowed to dream, no matter who they are or where they come from. My daddy always told me that when the going gets tough, the tough get going. He just never told me where they went. I wish he had. This is my story. It's nothing fancy. And it's not a fairy tale. I am not a perfect human being with a perfect life. Ultimately, I have nothing. But somehow I matter. And somehow what I do matters. I have to believe that. I do believe that. I had a choice once, maybe more than once. I could run away, or I could stay. Sometimes in life you just get tired of running. But it's awful scary to stay too. My dad said, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. But he didn't tell me where they went. I guess that's for each of us to find out. But I wanted to make a difference. Not for me. For the people I cared about. For the people I haven't met. Because when I was a kid, someone I never met cared about me. They cared about me enough to stand up and say, "Hey, you know what? That kid matters. I don't even know her name." But I think that kid matters, and that kid might do something someday. So we need to give that kid a chance. I don't know who that person was. There were actually a few of those people. I saw them on TV. The people that cared about me. The people that were willing to stand up for me. Not because I had money. Not because I was famous. Not because I had connections. But because I mattered. That's how it all started, you know. Somebody I didn't know told me they cared about me, and I believed them. They told me that everyone was important, no matter who they are, and that everybody could make a difference, and that everybody could change the world and be a positive impact if they chose. They told me that anything was possible and that I had a right to anything that I could choose. And that I could choose anything. And I believed them. I believed them and that what they said was not a fairy tale. And so I acted accordingly. Then, I grew up. And somewhere between childhood and adulthood, all those things we say to those kids, we decide maybe they aren't true. Maybe life is just what it is, and you just got to deal with it. People make mistakes. People are human. People aren't perfect. Some have and some have not, and that is the way it is. That is the way that it must be. That is life. But someone somewhere had to make things the way that they are. And maybe that made sense at the time. But maybe it doesn't now. Maybe it doesn't make sense that people who could be productive citizens aren't even getting a chance to talk or be heard. We have so many great advancements now. People who would have died 50 years ago are not only living today, but are working and contributing to society. So much has changed. So much of our abilities, so much of our capacities. And yet, we want to live in that old world with old ideals and old truths. Because what is is all that we can remember was. Even if it isn't. I didn't want to run anymore. I didn't want to watch my friends settle for something less than what they were. I didn't want to settle for something less than what I was. I didn't want to be a forgotten one. Simply because nobody knew I was there to be remembered. So which path do you take? The easy and the traditional? Or the difficult and contemporary? Do you blaze your own trail? Or do you walk meekly in the footsteps of others, regardless of whether or not they knew where they were going or why they should go there? I wanted to make a difference. And so I began. I traveled around my state of Indiana and I talked with people with disabilities. And I said, hey, do you like what's going on here? Do you want to see a change? Do you think that you matter? And they said, no, we don't like what's going on here. And yes, we need a change. And of course we matter. And then I went to a meeting. And I said, you know what? I traveled around the state of Indiana and I talked to people with disabilities. And they say, hey, you know what? Things need to change here. We need to see a change here. And yes, we matter, and we want you to believe that we matter, and we want you to act as if we matter. And I got shot. And then I went back to the people, and I said, people! People! I cannot do this alone. And they said, please, you must, we need you. You must do this, they said. Somebody has to help us. You can do it. We need you to do it. And I said, can you help me? Can you help me help you? And they said, we want to, but we're scared. Look at what they did to you. Look at how they hurt you. We don't have money. We need transportation. We need real leadership. We need your help, but we are scared to help you. We know we deserve a dollar. We know that all you're trying to do is get us our dollar. But we don't want to lose the dime that we have. And I go back to the people and I tell them, I don't want you to lose your dime. I'm working on 9 cents myself. Because I lost at least a penny trying to get you your dollar. I don't want you to lose your dime, but if you don't stand up for your dollar now, then tomorrow, when they give you a nickel, you'll have to take it. And then when people forget that they could have had a dime and should have had a dollar, and they give you a penny, you'll take that too. Sure, you'll be upset. You'll say, where's my other 4 cents? I need my other 4 cents. When you should say, where's my other 99 cents? You've been jipping me out of 99 cents, and I want to have my 99 cents. We deserve 99 cents. But you won't say that, because nobody will remember that you deserve or should have had 99 cents. And so you'll say, where's my 4 cents? And people watching will say, hey, shut up. At least you get a penny. If you talk too much, you won't even get that. And besides, 4 cents isn't that much anyway. Put a little more water in the soup. My daddy said when the going get tough, the tough get going. He didn't tell me where.